But right now, we stop down for this. Which is brought to you by
Window Nation and All Pro Foundation Repair.
And ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome in Dave.
Gen X Davey.
Thank you. Thank you. And we also need to welcome in my leader, my benefactor, the only reason that I'm here in this chair.
Really in life.
The only reason I'm not dead.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Gordon Keith.
Jeez. Only reason you're not dead.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Gordon.
How did I save your life?
By believing in me.
Oh, okay. All right.
That's so sweet. No one believed in him.
No. Nope. Nobody.
Me and Baker.
That's it.
All right, we have some breaking news from Atlanta. As James Gunn has announced that today, Leap Day, February 29th, marks the start of filming on his new Superman movie, and that he has changed the title. It was supposed to be Superman Legacy. It is now titled
Superman Burrito.
That's a good guess. Mm.
Superman, period.
Oh,
there's a period at the end.
Well, it's just... Here we go. It's not Superman, period. It's Superman. Oh.
Can
period.
You imagine if he did have a period, though?
Right. Like, does Supergirl have periods?
How bad it would be.
Mm.
Dave.
Yeah, I mean, isn't the theology of it, is it that Supergirl and Superman, they're 100% human and 100% hero?
No, you're like thinking of Jesus.
Two person. Oh.
You're confusing Superman with Jesus.
Yeah, so his statement, James Gunn said, overjoyed to be announcing the start of principal photography on Superman today, February 29th, which just so happens to be, coincidentally and unplanned, Superman's birthday. Did you know that Superman was a leapling?
No.
I knew he could leap over buildings, I guess.
Is that well documented, Ham, in the bound. Anthology?
Just for comic nerds, just like how Bruce Wayne's is February 19th.
Okay, so it's just made up.
God,
it's not real.
Is it on the message boards?
Are you in a Batman message, like chat room?
No.
Yeah, you are.
So it's
what about
to,
Supergirl? What's her birth date?
I don't know. Doesn't matter.
Oh, you don't care about that. You forget all women's birthdays. But yeah. What's the story on her having periods? Is that canon that she still has the monthly?
So.
Like, does she have to wear, like, Kevlar
pads?
Maxi pads?
Has a decidual cast each month.
Yeah.
And then they giggle.
And then they giggle.
And then they laugh.
All right, I teased that Scandoval is moving into the courtroom.
Why?
So this is, I don't know if you know this, Gordon, the cheating scandal on Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah, Gordo.
In last year's season 10.
I don't really know what Vanderpump Rules is.
So it's a reality show on Bravo.
But
so,
it doesn't sound like a real title for anything. It sounds like they need to work on that title.
Right. So Rachel Levis, the other woman in the tryst, she has filed a lawsuit in L.A. County Superior Court against Chris? Tom Sandoval and Ariana Maddox, who is the woman who was cheated upon.
Why?
She is, her lawsuit claims eavesdropping, revenge porn, invasion of privacy, and intentional infliction of emotional distress.
Yeah.
So, because I guess...
Way to go, Corby.
Yeah.
Corby that Davidson. Tom Sandoval recorded he and Rachel Levis having sex without
Holy
her
crap,
knowledge
baby.
Or permission. Yeah. And then Ariana Maddox saw that video on his phone, which is how she discovered the affair.
Oh, and then she tried to use that video against her in some way?
Like
send it to her mom?
I guess I guess it was shown around, yeah. I suppose.
Gary, so, that's disgusting.
So in the guy's guide of how to get away with affairs, is recording your affair and leaving it on your phone one of the first things they go over?
Like in your regular photo reel?
Labeled like, sex tape?
Yeah, in your saved folder, sex tapes?
Yes. Sex crimes. Like, that's a guy who wants to be caught, right?
Yeah, and so she claims, the suit says that Levis was misled by Bravo into believing that she was contractually barred from speaking out about her mistreatment. As a result, she suffered in silence while viewership exploded and the rest of the cast enjoyed unseen levels of public recognition and professional opportunity. So basically, she's a pariah. She is unhireable. Her life is over, but everybody else is partying and making tons of money.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, Gordon.
I don't know. Do you feel sorry for her? Yeah, do you feel like she was manipulated into this with what little you know of it?
Well, just tell me, once again, what is Vanderpump Rules? Like, what's the setting?
So it's just a bunch of waiters.
Yeah, it's people.
Models and potential models, actresses that are actresses that are waiters at certain restaurants there. It's a spinoff from another show.
It's a spinoff of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. One of the housewives has restaurants out in L.A., and so Vanderpump Rules is a reality show on Bravo about all of these young hots that work in those restaurants.
So are they, it's the same people every season?
Yeah, I mean, the cast evolves. People leave. People get added to the cast.
So most people in America had never heard of this show until this past year whenever this scandal erupted, which some people are saying that even the scandal may be faked in some way because it's made the show so much more popular.
Well, I've heard about it for a while. I just never checked it out, and I always confused it with Van Wilder, that old movie.
It's kind of the same.
Has nothing to do with Van Wilder.
Van Wilder.
Okay, we have a few other things to get to before we have outstanding rant content coming up in our next segment in this Power Hour. Have you heard the conspiracy theories around Kate Middleton, Gordon?
Well, I know that she had some kind of mystery surgery.
Yeah. So she had surgery in December, or I guess beginning in the beginning of January.
She had some double Vs?
Abdominal. I guess it was, she had abdominal surgery.
Oh.
And
it's a weird place to put them.
She didn't go in for the regal stitch.
Right. She wanted, like dog udders all the way down.
A row.
Yeah.
Three
so
sets.
At the time of her surgery, Kensington Palace confirmed that she would remain hospitalized for 2 weeks, but wouldn't resume her public duties until around Easter.
Ugh.
And so all of these
gifts to the Lord.
All of these conspiracy theorists are like, where is Kate Middleton? We haven't seen her since Christmas. Is she dead? Is she in a coma? Did she have plastic surgery? All these people are speculating on what could be the problem. And of course, the royals are saying, we made it clear in January the timeline of her recovery, and we will only provide significant updates. She's doing well.
Isn't it amazing, though, that, like, this is the first I'm hearing about it, and if this story would have taken place a year from now, it would have been the first I have thought about the appearance or not appearance of Kate Middleton, but yet there's a whole sector of society that's obsessed with that.
Right, the Skinlonans, I'm sure,
that
are
won't let it go.
Yeah,
on the
them.
Message boards about these conspiracy theories.
I heard she got dog udders put in.
Oh, Rick, that's...
Yeah, what are dog udders? Yeah, I don't understand anything.
Speaking of udders, we had the story about Drea De Matteo from Sopranos.
Yep.
Yeah, what's her story? What's the story there?
That she had... Well, she was unable to get work... she was on Sons of Anarchy after Sopranos, but then after that...
And Joey. She was Joey's sister.
Oh, right.
In the Friends spinoff.
But then during the Pandy and post-Pandy, she says she's been blackballed in Hollywood because she refused to get the jab.
Okay.
And so she said that her house was in foreclosure. Her house had flooded. She was trying to get it ready to sell quickly. Also, she had lost her mom. Her other mom has dementia. And
Wait.
Back up.
Repeat that sentence. She lost her mom and her other mom has dementia?
Yeah, I don't
She's
know.
She's adopted or is it a lesbian?
I have no idea.
I just casually read through that like it was a normal sentence. So
Maybe it's her. Maybe it's her mother-in-law.
Okay,
I don't.
That would
know.
Be. That would be a distinction that would work.
Yeah.
Well, at least she didn't have to turn to OnlyFans or something like
right.
that.
Right. Well, okay, that's what I'm getting to.
Well,
so
actually,
she says that the mom with dementia had run out of money for her caregiver.
So she did an OnlyFans? Is
yeah.
there a market for dementia OnlyFans?
No, not.
Well,
you're confused,
not the
sir.
Dementia other mom. Drea herself went on OnlyFans. So she's 52.
And pretended to have dementia?
No.
Yeah.
No.
To dupe people into paying her.
So she's 52.
I am horny on Twitter.
And she joined OnlyFans in August. And she said at the time that she joined, her house was in foreclosure, as I said, and she had only $10 in her bank account.
Okay.
All right.
Not nice. Buying that.
And sounds made up.
Survey
okay.
says.
And she said within 5 minutes of posting on OnlyFans, she had made enough money to pay off her home.
5 minutes?
Yeah.
I can kind of believe that. I don't know about pay off her home.
I don't know. Well, I guess maybe pay off what she owed in back payments
right.
to get out of foreclosure.
5 minutes. Okay, so she's probably exaggerating a little bit, but she got the money very quickly. And I believe it. She's famous. You know, she's attractive.
She's 56 and...
She's 52, Daddy.
52.
Well, here's the thing. She is going after a niche audience.
Uh-oh.
Because she says her secret to making great content, she says, for the most part, I look good, but the best part is I get to be heavier. I don't look good in the pictures if I'm skinny. So before the photo shoot, I get to eat and eat. I get to bulk up to look better. Carb loading, just being an Italian lady in the world eating spaghetti and pasta and steak.
Does she show it? Like, that's her bit? Like, she's eating and steak. Getting bigger?
I don't know if she's eating spaghetti on her OnlyFans.
Hey, that's a whole deal. It's called, like, the feeder community or something like that.
That people will pay you to watch you eat?
Right,
yes,
like they,
that
can,
they really
they can
are
tip you and,
to people.
And suggest what you should eat next.
Yeah.
That's what I need to do.
They're attracted to people gaining weight.
Give it all back.
I need to post OnlyFats.
Eat that cake, Dave!
Dave.
Oh, yeah.
All right. I have something that I'll save for later because Corby has an amazing, amazing topic for the rant next.
Yes, remember her indeed. Then you had Y2K to wrap up the year, which we were all talking about in 1999 all the way up until the final days. So,
were you when Y2K hit?
I was at...
Do you remember what you were doing?
Craig Miller's house.
Really? Y'all were having a New Year's party?
You were there too.
No, I wasn't. I know where I was on Y2K.
Where were you?
I was in the Chelsea Hotel in New York City.
Oh, look at me.
With a couple of beautiful girls. It was fantastic.
So like
it was
in
very
this.
Beautiful, very young.
They were not very young. My age.
So like in the 80s, you had like John Lennon getting assassinated, the Reagan assassination attempt. You had Chernobyl. You had the Challenger exploding.
Yeah.
Wait, did you say that John Lennon was killed in a ray gun assassination attempt? I thought he used a regular gun.
Do you think that would have been bad reporting from Ted Koppel? John Lennon assassinated with a ray gun.
Here's a pew-pew. Took down the former Beatle.
We all saw this coming. A ray gun attack. In the 2000s, even through the last, I mean, you want to take the last 24 years, not even the decade. I mean, obviously, 9/11. Hurricane Katrina, another war, but nothing stacks up to the 90s. Like, it was insane what was going on there. And it wasn't just generic news stories, you know, whether it was assassinations or attempts or things like that. Wieners getting cut off, presidents having sex with interns, a religious cult lighting up in flames. Did I mention JonBenet?
That's Gordon's favorite.
I feel like you have
that
to put
is not.
I feel like you have to put wars and like the world's biggest terrorist attacks in their own separate categories.
Yes.
Like I don't think you can measure them up against Monica Lewinsky.
Right.
And
yeah,
John Wayne
I agree.
Bobbitt.
That's just kind of what happens in the world wars, right? That just kind of.
Wars happen.
Yes.
They didn't start in the 90s. They didn't end in the 90s.
But Dahmer.
Now, it wasn't unprecedented, but. But Cobain, at the height
huge.
Of their popularity, that's pretty big, too.
Yeah, they were the biggest band in the world, and he blew his head off.
And also, you know, grunge was a weird deal because grunge kind of changed music almost like overnight.
Yeah.
It was maybe the switch for when disco all of a sudden was killed. That also was a quick, sudden cultural shift. But yeah, I remember MTV was like all Poison and hair bands, and then...
One day later,
it was all grunge, and then that was it.
Yeah.
All those bands were done, all like, the Poison. And
I think Bret Michaels was, whether it was like a VH1 30 for 30, or, you know, one of those documentaries on that era said that they were calling, they got the other hair metal bands, and they were flooding MTV with call. Like, Bret Michaels, like, I was calling MTV myself and asking them, what is going on? Why aren't you playing us anymore? And it was just like, you're done. It's over for you.
I like the mental picture of all the hair metal bands getting together
right.
and working on a battle plan.
Like the Super Friends?
Yes. At the Hall of Justice.
Let's all get makeovers.
All manning a phone bank to call MTV,
right.
requesting
yes.
their own videos.
Winger is over here and Tesla.
Anyway, Craig Miller in his segment on Tanya and Nancy certainly sent me down the wormhole of we lived as young adults in the strangest decade ever.
You make a great case that the 90s...
It was also the decade that you guys defrauded the government on Section 8 housing, you and Dave down there.
What are you talking about?
It's totally legitimate.
Yeah. If you were as poor as we were, it wasn't defrauding the government. It was embarrassing for us to walk in there in front of hot women and show a pay stub that read $11,000 a year.
It was a brand new state-of-the-art facility. You guys were living in the lap of luxury.
How'd you slide the country club past them?
Shut up.
Your member card falls out of your wallet accidentally.
Your pickleball racket. Falls onto the floor.
So, Gordon,
did you ever hook up with one of those girls that worked there?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, they would not even look at Dave or I because what would happen is that we would hand them our pay stub and we had to do it every month to make sure that we didn't come into some sort of windfall of money. And like one time I handed it and it was the same girl that I handed it to like three times in a row and she just looked at it and she goes, oh. Okay, you're good. She laughed at me.
Oh, no.
Yes. It was so humiliating, but you're right. It was an awesome place to live.
Yeah, I know. I don't think I even made enough to qualify to even live there.
Yeah, that's why you slept on a pallet.
Under a desk.
In a spare room.
Down by the river.
Yeah. What did you pay?
So embarrassing.
What was your rent at the compound?
At the actual compound, my rent was, I think it was right up, it was like $170 or something.
What were we paying? Like $470?
I paid $428,
yeah.
I believe.
Yeah, that sounds right. All right, Gordon, we love you. Tonight, you're twitching at 7:30, is that correct?
7:35, twitch.tv/actualgordonkeith. We're going to be twitching around.
Night, brother. Love you.
All right. Love you.
There he goes. Gordon Keith.
Yep. McVeigh was pissed about the Waco thing.
Yeah.
Don't you think pound for pound, Waco can match up against anybody for
insanity?
Wheels off.
Yeah.
Moments in time.
Why is that?
They had the bikers, too.
They right? had the bikers. They had the Baylor thing.
The raping.
Basketball.
Multiple
no, I'm talking about
murder.
The Patrick Dennehy.
Oh, yeah, the murders.
It just feels
what about
like...
The,
they had a run
the
there.
The Lubies thing was Colleen, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so Nancy Kerrigan, Tonya Harding, Jeffrey Dahmer, the Branch Davidian thing, the Oklahoma City bombing, OJ.
Oh, man.
So that may be the biggest touchstone moment of the 90s.
Yeah. Right?
We all know where we were.
Yeah.
He was huge,
yeah,
beloved.
He was on his way to kill Sharon Stone.
Yeah, did you hear that, Gordo?
That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
That Sharon Stone...
Yeah, with a tomahawk, right?
She claimed that the cops came to her house as the white Bronco was going up and down the 10 or 5 or PC, whatever it was going down. And
PC 5.
Knocked on her door and said, "We think you're in danger." Because she was
Did they ever explain why?
I know, that was kind of it. And she was like,
"What a loose tie-in that is."
I know.
I'm going to need to see
some. And we've all seen her loose tie-in.
Yes, we have.
We need to see some documentation on that story. That sounds made up.
Okay, so OJ may be the biggest, but it certainly just falls in line with the insanity of those other events. Then you had the President of the United States and his sexual tryst with an intern.
Yep,
the blue dress. I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
The blue dress.
And it's like, again, we talked about these things so much, and there were so many of them, and they were pressed up within months of each other. A lot of these were.
Have you seen her latest photo shoot, Monica Lewinsky?
No.
I think she's in some Vanity Fair or something. Or, man.
Great.
She looks great.
That's awesome. Good for her. Good for her. I'm glad she...
56 and gorgeous.
I'm glad she got out of that and is now perceived as just almost like a victim. Hmm. That people don't really care.
You mean a survivor?
Yes. That too.
What a nuance okay. that is.
High horse Gordo just got me. You had the death of Princess Diana, which was not Dave and I were together the night that we found out about that. And
we were together for two historic nights at the same place. Do you remember?
The Atlanta bombing?
Yes. The Atlanta Olympic bombing and
the Adolis Garcia home run.
And Princess Diana's death.
Die.
We were at that same bar on Greenville Avenue that's now Hyde.
The whiskey bar?
Yeah, the whiskey bar.
Yeah.
Hello.
Was that also on Johnny Carson's last night or something?
Carson's last night was... No. No, that Princess... Carson's last night was in like 89 or 90.
No, it was in 92.
It was?
Yeah.
Okay.
When was the Princess Di thing?
96?
Yeah, in the future.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was drunk on a stage, and I dedicated Good-Hearted Woman to her.
What an honor.
I know. I was in Leonard, Texas on a stage out in the middle of a field doing Elvis songs.
What? For what?
For Elvis Fest. It used to go on every year in Leonard, Texas, and like somebody said, "Hey, announce that Princess Di died." "What? Princess Di died? Okay. Hey, Princess Diana lived up to her name. Here's Good-Hearted Woman."
God, how half-ass.
I know.
You did not.
I wonder if that got
back to the crown.
You did
not handle it like that. I just want to be clear. You did not say she lived up to her name.
Unfortunately, that is the exact line I used. And I'm not proud of it.
Courage.
It was the Keystone Light talking.
God. You had the...
That name is Keith Stone.
Episode of John Wayne Bobbitt and Lorena Bobbitt. Mm.
The penis.
Yes, Dave.
He got kind of wronged there, didn't he?
What, having his penis severed?
Well,
I mean, just being a joke. I mean, the guy got his thing torn off, cut off.
I myself am circumcised. It got thrown into a field, and then they found it and sewed it back on.
Yeah.
And then he did a porn afterwards.
Multiple.
Didn't you predict an epidemic of copycat crimes after that, Gordon?
I think I did.
That there's going to be wieners just lying in fields everywhere.
You just go pick
like
one
you
out
could
you
not
like.
Walk through a field without stepping on a wiener.
There's another one. I'll take that.
Get them caught between your toes.
And I'll take that.
They actually designated them as wiener fields.
Just walking barefoot, and by the time you're across it, your toes got Viennese sausages between each one of them.
So you have all that. Then you had a war.
Vienna.
You had the Gulf War.
Diana sausages.
Mm.
Which...
What is this? The Gulf War. I haven't heard of this.
Yeah, it's a war, Gordon, that happened
the first
in the
90s. The first one.
Yeah, Gulf War I.
We've been reminded. Somebody wronged us.
We've been reminded, don't forget Selena.
He's getting to that.
I was not going to mention that, but sure, if you want to throw that in there...
What are you doing? You're just... Jeez.
Way to go.
We threw you a life raft.
Oh. And then the death of Selena.
Yes.
Your general attitude here is...
You dumbass.
It is. Oh.
My late...
I just don't know if I can take this general dumbass seriously.
I mean, I like him.
My late friend Manny, his car was legendary in Denton because it had broken down and it remained in the same spot in his apartment parking lot for like two.
Is this a related story?
For like 2 years, but somebody had shoe polished Remember Selena on the back.
Oh. Yes, remember her indeed. Then you had Y2K to wrap up the year, which we were all talking about in 1999 all the way up until the final days. So,
Where were you when Y2K hit?
I was at...
Do you remember what you were doing?
Craig Miller's house.
Really? Y'all were having a New Year's party?
You were there too.
No, I wasn't. I know where I was on Y2K.
Where were you?
I was in the Chelsea Hotel in New York City.
Oh, look at me.
With a couple of beautiful girls. It was fantastic.
So like in
very
this.
Beautiful, very young.
They were not very young. My age.
So like in the 80s, you had like John Lennon getting assassinated, the Reagan assassination attempt. You had Chernobyl. You had the Challenger exploding.
Yeah.
Wait, did you say that John Lennon was killed in a ray gun assassination attempt? I thought he used a regular gun.
Do you think that would have been bad reporting from Ted Koppel? John Lennon assassinated with a ray gun.
Here's a pew-pew. Took down the former Beatle.
We all saw this coming. A ray gun attack. In the 2000s, even through the last, I mean, you want to take the last 24 years, not even the decade. I mean, obviously, 9/11. Hurricane Katrina, another war, but nothing stacks up to the 90s. Like, it was insane what was going on there. And it wasn't just generic news stories, you know, whether it was assassinations or attempts or things like that. Wieners getting cut off, presidents having sex with interns, a religious cult lighting up in flames. Did I mention JonBenet?
That's Gordon's favorite.
I feel like you have to put
not.
I feel like you have to put wars and like the world's biggest terrorist attacks in their own separate categories.
Yes.
Like I don't think you can measure them up against Monica Lewinsky.
Right.
And
yeah.
John Wayne
I agree. That's just kind of what happens in the world wars, right? That just kind of.
Wars happen.
Yes.
They didn't start in the 90s. They didn't end in the 90s.
But Dahmer.
Now, it wasn't unprecedented, but Cobain at the height
huge.
Of their popularity, that's pretty big too.
Yeah. They were the biggest band in the world and he blew his head off.
And also, you know, grunge was a weird deal because grunge kind of changed music almost like overnight.
Yeah.
It was maybe the switch for when disco all of a sudden was killed. That also was a quick, sudden cultural shift. But yeah, I remember MTV was like all Poison and hair bands. And then
one day later,
it was all grunge. And then that was it.
Yeah.
All those bands were done. All the Poison and.
I think Bret Michaels was, whether it was like a VH1 30 for 30 or, you know, one of those documentaries on that era said that they were calling, like they got the other hair metal bands and they were flooding MTV with call. Like Bret Michaels, like I was calling MTV myself and asking them, what is going on? Why aren't you playing us anymore? And it was just like, you're done. It's over for you.
I like the mental picture of all the hair metal bands getting together
right.
and working on a battle plan.
Like the Super Friends?
Yes. At the Hall of Justice.
Let's all get makeovers.
All manning a phone bank to call MTV
right.
requesting
yes.
their own videos.
Winger is over here and Tesla.
Anyway, Craig Miller in his segment on Tanya and Nancy certainly sent me down the wormhole of we lived as young adults in the strangest decade ever.
You make a great
events.
Case that the 90s...
It was also the decade that you guys defrauded the government on Section 8 housing, you and
what
Dave
do you mean?
Down there.
What are you talking about?
It's totally legitimate.
Yeah. If you were as poor as we were, it wasn't defrauding the government. It was embarrassing
it was.
For us to walk in there with in front of hot women
was,
and show a pay stub that read $11,000 a year.
It was a brand new state-of-the-art facility. You
True.
Guys were living in the lap of luxury.
How'd you True. Slide the country club past them?
Shut up.
your member card falls out of your wallet accidentally.
Your pickleball racket falls onto the floor.
So, Gordon,
did you ever hook up with one of those girls that worked there?
No. Oh, yeah. Dude, they would not even look at Dave or I, because what would happen is that we would hand them our pay stub, and we had to do it every month to make sure that we didn't come into some sort of windfall of money. And like one time I handed it, and it was the same girl that I handed it to like three times in a row, and she just looked at it, and she goes, "Oh, okay, you're good." She laughed at me.
Oh, no.
Yes. It was so humiliating, but you're right. It was an awesome place to live.
Yeah, I know. I don't think I even made enough to qualify to even live there.
Yeah, that's why you slept on a pallet.
Under a desk.
In a spare room.
Down by the river.
Yeah. What did you pay? So embarrassing. What was your rent at the compound?
At the actual compound, my rent was, I think it was right up, it was like $170 or something.
What were we paying? Like $470?
I paid $428, I believe.
Yeah, that sounds right. All right, Gordon, we love you. Tonight, you're twitching at 7:30, is that correct?
7:35, twitch.tv/actualGordonKeith. We're going to be twitching around.
Night, brother. Love you.
All right, love you.
There he goes, Gordon Keith.